My dear people them, una welcome to una ogbonge weekend program, Live Ethics. My name na Paul Fu. Na me go dey on ground with una today. But before we begin this our waka, make we take this time to hear the opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesom Wike, the person wey start this program for us. I go come back. Make una wait for me. Listen to this.
Our correct Ogbonge River State people, I hail all of una for this our weekend River Ethics Radio Talk Talk program, where they help us arrange our character making for better. Today we go put eye for ground, check some of the things we fit help make person achieve better enjoyment for this life. We won't look at how we fit follow life, we go make sure say we make them no matter wetin happen. If everybody follow wetin we won't discuss, the suffer we dey for this life no go know our house at all. But before we won't take achieve anything for this life, we must to know where we dey for now, where we put eye say we won't go, and how we won't take reach there. Everything must enter for plan, and the plan must to follow step by step. Although as we no be God, our plan then fit get K-leg according as things they take happen for this life. But still, it better to get better plan when you fit arrange to follow waiting fit come out along the line than say you no get plan at all. So prepare your plan keep. You go to check the plan every night to make sure say waiting the inside still follow waiting you want achieve. Or you go need to arrange and make it for follow as life keep you that day. No gree make night fall any day and you never check your plan for your life. Another thing na to find how you want take get help from another source to arrange your plan. Before na books when people they read where they help them arrange their plan them. But many people today know they get time to read like before. It no good like that because all the books then where correct people sit down and write, we're supposed to help everybody to better in life and to add to person experience, all of them follow for learning where we go miss if we not they read. Then talk say, if it takes time to read 20 books, it means say now 20 people then bring an experience where you don't take as join for your own. And then go help show you how you go see the road as to how to manage everything where you supposed to get and then reach where those people then reach. Not be correcting be that. I go advise say make we all of us try to they read with wisdom. Another way when people don't they try find to make am for this life now to open your eyes, see waiting people where don't achieve waiting you won't achieve, don't do before, and waiting then they do for now, so that you fit copy their style. But as you they copy, make you get am for mind say people they different, and waiting don't work for A fit no work for B. Then again, the copy where you they copy other people fit no favor you if you keep your eye for where your hand no fit reach. If it bring come out for the plan where you get for your life and if it discourage you, so make you dey reasonable and make you dey very fair to yourself. Then again, you must try to dey think ahead. No wait until something don't dey do you before you go start to dey think how you could take jump and pass. If you keep on for your mind say anything fit happen for this life, you go prepare for anything where fit meet you for this life waka. If anything spoil for the things where you plan, no go dey blame give another person. Gree say you follow cause the problem wey come on so, and find as you go take arrange am back to favor you again. Person talk say, if you sabi wetin your problem be, you don't go halfway to solving am all. The remaining thing now, how you go take do the remaining half to solve the problem? It go favor our progress if we open our eye and our mind them to check see all the plenty things wey fit help us make am for this life. And as soon as we see them, na to run finish the waka wey we don't start to. Today, the person we want come talk follow us today, na Oga Paul Fu. Him be international businessman we follow for the Ogbonge person them way they help arrange people their life to make sure say their waka for this life get correct achievement. Him go talk to us about the way when we go waka, we go make us achieve anything when God don't put for our mind to achieve. Make we cool down, hear him, so that we go fit use wetin he go teach us help ourselves, our better rivers people. Make we make sure say na the correct way when you dey take behave they announce you give people love. May God bless honor and may God bless honor family them. And may God bless River State Nyafu Nyafu.
Don't sit, there are things to be done
every day.
We with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
When I welcome back. And if you just join us for the program, this na Real Ethics on radio. My name na Paul Fo, and I'm the host the program for na today. But today's show, I'm going to talk about something where it's important for all of us, yeah? Very, very important. The title of the talk be say, na the things where if you make person succeed for life. The things them, those small, small things them. We fit make persons to succeed for life. So make we start the matter. The first thing when I believe, oh, if you make a man to succeed for this life, be say, make the man or the woman they blame other people all the time. Some people, every small thing, they go blame government, they go blame this one, they go blame that one. But if you ask those people them, they need to look themselves for to say, ah, waiting me and self, no they do. One man put on this way, say, make you not ask yourself what your state go fit do for you. Ask yourself what you fit do for your state. What you do for your people. You know, so make you not to blame people. Ask yourself, which way will be say, I fit move my life forward. Moving forward. And stop blame. Because you think me say, when you they blame people, you need to take action. If you blame person, say, ah, now this person I make and then they make progress for life. Oh. Now this woman, oh, when I make and then they make progress for life. Oh. Or like this man, I make a make progress for life. Oh, when you talk, be say, you no go do anything until that man change or that woman change. And you know say you might be then change you. So you no go wait for person before you make progress. You have to go now, now your life. Because if you don't move, nothing go move. Oh, if you don't move, nothing go move. If you don't make progress, time they pass you, they go. This year and I don't almost the end. So I want to encourage you, make you make a move. That was the first thing. The second thing, when if he help you to succeed for this life, you say, make you know what you want. Many people for this Nigeria, they don't know what they want. What do you want for your family? What do you want for your business? That small work where they work, what do you want? Make you become the best for that work. Even if say, now ground you they sweep for that office. Even if say, now toilet you they clean for that office. I they beg you, make you become the best toilet cleaner for that place. If that driver you be, oh, be the best driver. If they listen to me and say they drive your car, make you be the best driver for that company. When they call driver work, they say, ah, now this one be the bunge driver here. Anything where you be, whether an office staff you be, oh, be the work for office, oh, make up your mind to be the best office staff for that place. Why? Because this world where they live, so now only the people will be the best. Now people they remember, oh, after all these footballers, then now the ones will be the best. Now they're in the rain. So if you are not the best, people know they remember you. So I mean, I tell you, say, make you know what you want and take time. If you write, oh, write down what you want today. Say, I want to work in so and so company, or I'm going to be the best staff. Or even if you be students now, you feel right and say, okay, I want to get 3 A's or 5 B's. Know the thing where you want. Because the thing is, when you know what you want, eh, this is one a very funny place. When you know the thing where you want, eh, before you know, eh, people will go feel help you, they go to calm your life. Never notice that thing. Obama say, now when the students they ready, now the teacher they come. I can talk him again. Obama say, when the students they ready to learn something, now the teacher they come. So when you they start to do something, help us, people will go help you, go they come left, right, and center. But if you not start, nobody go agree help you. I go come back after this talk. We're gonna wait.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people. Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Now, welcome back to Reeve Ethics. My name now Paul Fo, and we also thank Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yeson Wike for initiating this Reeve Ethics program. It did help our people well. So, we could continue. So, make you ask yourself another question: see, why you want to make camp for this life? Why you want to drive motor? Why you want to save a better house? Why you want to send your children go school? When you know why you want to do something, it's in the ginger you, they ginger your swagger, it they ginger you well. Because for this world, discouragement they come, problem they come. Sometimes even the mind to even do what you say you want to do to succeed, sometimes they did discourage. But when you know why you want to do and be say, if I don't walk here, my children don't go eat. If I don't walk here, I don't pay children's school fees. If I don't walk, I don't go pay house rent. If I don't walk, I don't provide for my family. If I don't work, I don't support my husband. No. If I don't work, I don't support my children as a woman. No. So when you know, say, without you taking action, some kind of things that go suffer, that one go the ginger you. Even though you want to they discourage, you go no say, this work, you need to do this work only for yourself. You need to do it for the people where you go help. Remember, that from this your work, that they support your mama for village. Yo. From this your work, that they send your brother go school. So if you don't work, other things then go suffer. If you don't do your business or other things, they go suffer. So ask yourself, why do they do this in business? Not be about yourself. Because if now only you, one day you go just tire now. But if they do want to help other people, you know, the thing will they motivate you. The best way to be motivated now when you they think about other people, you won't help. But guess what for this world? When you help other people, you know they come last. You don't go carry last now. When you don't help other people, my brother, you don't go carry last. If you help other people, you no go carry last. That's what the matter day. So ask yourself a question: why you they do what you they do? The second principle of success is na hard work. Make laziness not be your friend, though. Make laziness not be your friend. Not go work late. It's not a good thing. Because the person will employ you, they pay for your time. Not go that work late. Not be the first person to rush out of the work. We be say 5 minutes of the time to close. You don't pack your bag. I won't go. You know, you need to show passion. You need to show interest for the work. When you show interest for the man or the woman work, the woman gonna like you now. Make you not day lazy. Hard work. Roll up your sleeve and work. Because now you day young. Now when you day young, now when you get the strength to work, when you don't old, we know say you're not gonna be work again. But as you day young, you go work with all your might, with all your power. Make you know the laziness now very, very bad thing. Lazy people, they poor. People know they recognize lazy people. Lazy people, they get anything. Lazy people, opportunity, they come their way. But hardworking people, now opportunities, they come their way. So make you know they lazy. My brother, I know say noisy, but laziness, they help anybody. The other principle of success be say, do the work. If you work for a person, then do the work. As if say the work, now you get up. Carry the work for head. Why? Because one day you go open your own market. Do the work with all your heart, with all your power, with all your motivation. Do one with everything where you get. Next, we say, the other principle for success be say, make you the study. Study the market. Study the customers. Give them a good service. Because when you give them a good service, they go they tell other people about you, about what you they do. Because when Obama talk and say, the best way we business to grow any business now waiting other people they talk about you. The other principle for success be say, now the words where you they come out of your mouth, how you they talk. Make you learn how to talk to people. Some people they shout even for their customer. For example, make I ask you one question. If someone they greet you like this, good morning, good morning. Or someone greet like this, Good morning, ma. Good morning. Which one you prefer? The first one or the second one? You choose for yourself. But I'm sure you prefer the one when the day come. Because communication and they very, very important. The way you talk. Some people know how to talk. When customer call your office, arrange chair for them to sit down. Don't say, sit down there now. Don't shout for your customer. Don't raise your voice for customer. Listen to me. Without your customer, you don't get business. Who? If customer not they come that place where they work, they're not going to pay salary. If customer not they come that place where you work, they're not going to pay rent. Who? If customer not they come that place where you work, money not going to touch your hand. Who? When they say customer na king, not really, really true. Because the truth of the matter be say, anything where you they sell, any business where you they do, other people they do them. Nobody be the first person to do that type of thing. Other people, they do that same type of thing. So, not be about you. So, anytime where you see customer, make you day grateful to your God. Say, somebody come, sell something, give you. The other principle of success is say, you need to believe in yourself. Make you believe in yourself that no matter what, I will make it in this Port Harcourt. Believe in yourself that you can make it in River State. Believe in yourself, say, if he make a... Because the thing where they stop people where we say, now when they begin to doubt themselves, make you not doubt yourself. Other people feel doubt you, that is fine. But make you yourself not doubt yourself. Because I tell people all the time, on the line to people who believe in you, make you be the number one person to believe in you. See, even if nobody believe in your dream, if you believe in that your dream, it will come to pass. Because everything they possible to the person, the man or the woman who believe in himself. This is my brother when I receive the talk to, so me when they talk to. So. For this Port Harcourt, I've been the sale recharge card for a make a good street D-line. I've been the hawk recharge card they sell. Meanwhile, I go university, I get degree, as I come out from university, no work. Now I begin sell recharge card, the hawk recharge card. Sometimes I go buy books. I'm gonna sell them for bankers, they sell them around this Port Harcourt, they trek. But I believe say one day, with the help of God, I go do training around the world. I go speak for companies and companies they go pay me. Now what did they happen to me today? By the grace of God. So that is my story. If God feed one for me, if he drown for you, I go come back after this.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time is money.
Hey, another one don't trail it. You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot. But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say as you big rich so you not fit do one better thing? Waiting, you not the shame.
Try make your life better. Go find work. Do.
Wanna welcome back to this program, Live Ethics. My name na Paul Phone. Na me be on a Ubonge brother. Where they host the program for now today. Alright, so many will come back again to the principle of success. The other principle I go talk about be say, not your friends. They say, show me your friends, I go tell you what you go feel become. If you they spend all your time with Aproko people, now only Aproko you go feel do. Not they follow all that people be saying, so all that people they gossip. Spend time working on your own life. If you spend time with people where they want to succeed for this life, yourself, you go succeed. Now, so if you spend time with people who say only film that they watch, only television that they watch, only football match that they watch, footballers where they watch, they don't make their money finish, oh. They don't make their money finish. I don't say not watch, oh. But not spend all your time, they watch footballers. They don't make their money finish.
Spend time with people we won't make them for life. When you spend time, we won't make them for life. You serve, my brother, my sister, you go make them. Even Bible self talk them. He say if you walk with wise people, you go become wise. But if you walk with foolish people, well, now you sabi. Bible self talk them. So look for wise people for around you. Look for wise people for your company. Look for wise people for your church. Look for wise people for your environment. Make you make them your friend. Not their shame. Go meet them. Say, brother, sister, I like the way they live your life. Oh, I want they closer to you. I like to learn from you. And that one will help you. Finally, make you get mentor. Get what your mama they call mentor. Who be your mentor? Your mentor, now person will be say, he don't succeed, or woman will don't succeed, or man will don't succeed for any area of life where you say if you won't succeed. Your mentor not be your friend though. Your mentor now somebody where if he show you the ropes, help you, give you advice, rebuke you sometimes. Self, my mentor said they shout for me sometimes. So boy, this is the way you do, so I don't like him. So mentor na person will go fee help you. So get a mentor. You fit even get mentor for different aspects of life. Maybe you see somebody where they do in marriage well, that person can be your marriage mentor. You see somebody where they do in business well, that person can be your business mentor. You see somebody where they work well for your office, that person can be your office mentor. Another thing, make you build relationships. Build relationships so you want to make them for this life. Because who you gonna become tomorrow for life? Now other people go help you. God no go come down to help you. God go use other people to help you. So people they important. If somebody they do birthday party for your office, make you try go. People they do wedding, make you try go. Help people. Be of assistance to people. Everything not be money. Do things for people free. And God with the heaven, he too, he go help you. My dear friends, my dear people then. Now here we'll go end up for today edition of Real Ethics. So I hope say the things when I don't talk today go help our society and go help you to live a better life. Well, if you miss some part of this episode and you won't get them again, or you won't even get the ones where they don't do before, we do bunge ready for now. Make you go visit us for internet for our website where they for www.reveethics.com. Now www.reveethics.com. When you go there, you go feel listen or even download self. Download me say if you save them for your phone. You feel they listen to them again and again. If you will tell your friends there for Facebook, tell your friends for WhatsApp about the program. If you join our Reef Ethics family for Facebook or for Twitter at Reef Ethics. And if you will call our phone number them, if you get question, oh, so you're not too clear, if you call us for the following numbers them. The first telephone number be say now 080-891-77707. Make I take them again. Now 080-891-77707. Our second telephone number now 090-291-77706. Or if you say your level, you see I too. You say you want to send us email. I say no wala, we did, can't wait for that level too. If you send us email for reveethics@gmail.com. Make a read down. Reveethics, reveethics@gmail.com. This program is aired. We air the program not only for this station but for other stations then. For Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, you go listen to this program by 8:30 in the morning. For Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, you go listen to the program from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning. For Redeem 93.7, you go listen to this program from 2:30 in the afternoon, and we will repeat them again the same time on Sunday. For Wazobia 94.1 FM, you go listen to this program by 5 p.m. in the evening for our Pidgin English special version. For Treasure FM 98.5 FM, you go listen to this program for 6:30 in the evening. Until we come your way again next time with another host, make you remember to always let your manners speak for you. I remain Paul Foe, and I wish you a great week ahead. Thank you.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.